Well, we are finishing out the show with our inbox, as we always do, and I get to invite Glenn Lechens back. Hey, Glenn.
Lisa, good to be with you.
Great to have our counselors here to answer your questions, and this week is no exception. So, Glenn, you ready for it?
I am.
Here we go. Our listener says, I'm in love with a woman, and she's in love with me, and we both wish to marry when the time is right. On two occasions, we touched more than we should have. We both recognize we were in sin, and we need help refraining from the urges and natural desires that accompany male and female attraction. Any ideas on how we can stay pure?
Well, let me just mention that I appreciate the fact that the individual is acknowledging it for what it is. Mm-hmm. That there, God, the way God has designed us, there's a draw, there's an attraction, there's an appeal, but really the importance of just really being honest with God and acknowledging when we've stepped across some lines that we know are there. I would say just the importance of confessing it to the Lord and also talking about it together. If it's a scenario where two people went farther than they feel is right, to be honest with each other, to apologize to each other, and then to discuss their boundaries, to discuss what they'll be, and put them in writing. I think even discussing them, it's good, but putting them in writing, I think, takes it that one step further of, you know, maybe looking at when do we spend time together? Where are we? Do we put ourselves in a situation where we become more tempted? I think of the passage in Scripture that says, how can you carry fire in your bosom and not get burned? Mm. If you create some of those healthy boundaries, you're going to be less likely to fall into temptation. Mm. And I think it can be really helpful for a couple to have maybe a mentor couple, or at least an accountability person, somebody who can ask them not to beat them over the head. The Lord does desire to forgive and to renew and to restore, but for there to be some accountability, somebody that a person can have talk with them, ask them how things are going, some specific questions, and to do that on a regular basis. A lot of times with accountability, it's real easy to kind of have that initial agreement, but then there's not the follow through. Mm-hmm. So it needs to be somebody who's willing to really carry through and ask those questions.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think so helpful for, you know, a lot of times, like you alluded to, a couple will be like, oh, okay, well, we just got to throw in the towel because right. we already messed up. And yeah. so there's no hope or whatever. But you're saying that really there are great steps that they can take.
There are steps that can be taken. A lot of times people learn, okay, maybe we thought we could have the power over this, but we need some boundaries. I do think a resource that could be very valuable for people is Henry Cloud and John Townsend's book, Boundaries and Dating. Hmm. There's a chapter in there that talks about setting boundaries and the importance of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And how would you say, like, for those who, you know, maybe have friends who are in a dating relationship that they're concerned about, maybe their boundaries or just concerned about kind of the tack they're taking, is there a helpful and encouraging way of approaching it with a friend of yours where you maybe need to confront?
Well, I remember Norm Wright, one of the questions he asks in premarital counseling is, what is the extent of the affection that you've shown? And then his next question is the same no matter what. He says, how do you feel about that? And so it's kind of a way maybe to bring it up. I mean, that's pretty direct, mm-hmm. You know, but to, you know, maybe see if, you know, are there some parameters? Are you safeguarding your relationship for marriage? And it takes courage to do that, but that's what God has put his spirit in us for.
Well, great thoughts. Thank you so much, Glenn.
You're very welcome.
Okay, folks, that is it for this week's show. Do find us with your comments over at editor@boundless.org. You can submit a question for a future show or comment straight up on this show at our blog over at boundless.org. And we hope that you're also sharing the show with your friends and finding us on social media as well. That is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.